Morning, everybody, and welcome. For those of you that don't know me, my name is Eddie Freeman, and I'm speaking to you live this morning from Ledyard, Connecticut. I want to welcome each and every one of you to our live training call. We are making an impact on people's health. That is for sure. And when you make an impact on someone's health, you definitely make an impact on their life. And now it's time to make an impact on your checkbook. For those of you that weren't on last Saturday's call, because I don't know if I've got this posted yet, but I am running a contest, and it started last Saturday morning, and it is running until December 23rd, and I call this the double fast cash. So for those of you that weren't here, basically, anybody that you enroll, or when they come in the business, when they enroll, let them know we're doing this, you know, promotion. So basically, anyone you enroll, let's use the big pack. If you enroll somebody for that $1,000 package, your fast cash is $120, but it's now going to be $240 because you're going to get $120 from the company and $120 from Eddie. And what this means is if you enroll four people, two on the left, two on the right, then what's happened is not only did you make your money back because you make $240, so $240 times 4 is $960, and then you also have $1,200 in volume on each side, so you've made bronze director, you've made another $120, so you come out pretty good. And I'm going to be overnighting everyone's checks to them on December 23rd, so you'll have it for December 24th, and you can open up as your Christmas present. And that's from me to you. And I'm hoping that I give away a lot of Christmas presents this year. And it is the weekend right before Thanksgiving, and I know people are going to be out shopping today and already getting prepared. I know that there's people that take the whole week off starting now, you know, till the following Sunday. And so I'm going to try to keep the calls the next few weeks between now and Christmas a little bit shorter. I do want to let everybody know that we will be doing another fly-in to the company. Now, Robert Kelly will be in town, I believe, the 13th and 14th of December. So I will announce this fly-in in another couple of days. Check my Facebook or check my Instagram, because it's going to be one or the other or both, okay? But we will be doing a fly-in, and I may be doing a little mini fly-in before that. So just know that if you're working with somebody and they've done network marketing before, now this doesn't have to be somebody that's made $100,000 a month, $50,000 a month, even $20,000 a month. But if you're working with somebody that's even made $3,000 a month, okay, I need to speak to the people first, and then we will see if we're going to fly them in. Because there's something about going down to the corporate office and seeing Nick Engstrom live, and or, you know, if Robert Kelly is there, and whatever I can do for a special prize for you, I'll make sure that's going to happen. Also, look for this week also on my Facebook. We did a webinar last week. Unfortunately, there were some technical difficulties, and the recorded version is pretty much no good. So basically, what we're going to do within certainly by Thanksgiving, we will have up on Impact Central a webinar that runs 20 minutes or less. And basically, you will be able to use that. It'll be a PowerPoint presentation. So you can literally meet somebody for lunch and just make a presentation right at lunch. They can watch a presentation while they're trying the product. You can do an in-home. What a great way to do the business. You know, the private small group presentation was how I started network marketing. And it's sad that people have got away from it, because how nice to invite somebody to your home, you know, to look at a business that you're excited about, that has a way of impacting their health and impacting the checkbook. I mean, you just invite them over there, and then you play this video, have them try the product, play the video, get your upline on the phone with them. You know, you could have me standing waiting when that presentation is over to answer any questions or to add my two cents. And anyway, this is going to be a tool that's going to be up there, and it's going to be up there soon. And the key, you know, for all of you, if you want to, you know, win some money at this contest and sponsor some people, I know that John Krim jumped right on it and has already brought in somebody, and I believe that person has already brought in somebody. So, you know, you just want to jump on it. And the key to your success here, and again, I'm going to keep this call short this morning because I know it's a holiday. The key to your success is really recruiting people. You've got to expose these products to people. You've got to expose the business to people. And you know, for years, I've been teaching about a way to comfortably expose the business to people, even though you may have to get out of your comfort zone to comfortably expose it. Because in the old days, we had to invite people to opportunity meetings, and that's kind of tough. But if you're just inviting them to watch a couple of videos, and then after they watch a couple of videos, get them to your house, you know, to meet with you, try the product in a very private, small group presentation way. You could do an in-home couple nights a week. My gosh, when I first started network marketing, I did in-homes 5 nights a week. I mean, literally, or 4 nights a week. And it's always easier to, you know, for your new person. And that's something that you may want to do, you know, when you bring a new person on board. Certainly have them watch all the training videos. But the best way to learn the business is by doing the business, and just have them invite a few people to their home and do it in a very easy to duplicate manner. Because when you're just pushing play, everybody sees they can do that. And basically, you know, the guest is like, wait a minute, what did Joey do? Joey called me up excited and sent me a couple of videos, had me come to his house, told me it was going to last about 30 minutes. I tried a product. I watched a 20-minute PowerPoint presentation. When it was over, the guy that did the presentation came on a speakerphone, answered some questions, and I can do that. I can do that. And the whole key is doing it over and over and over again. The reason anybody makes money, and it's so funny, I always hear, oh, you can't make money in this company. You can't make money in this company. Here's the bottom line, and here's the truth. I don't care what company you're with. You could be anywhere from Amway to the company that will open up 3 months from now, the newest of the newest of the new, okay? Anywhere in between. Here's a fact. If you don't recruit anybody into the business, you're not going to make any money, okay? If you don't recruit people into the business, you're not going to make any money. Now, I will tell you that our fearless leader, our general manager, Nick Angstrom, is working very hard on creating a situation where people can make money selling this product. And it's easier than you might think. As a matter of fact, I don't want to give anything away, but I've already started doing what Nick has suggested, and just kind of as a pre-thing to see if it even works. And so far, it's working out pretty well, so I will keep you up on that. But it is going to be a way where you're going to be able to make money selling this product. And I think that's important because there's a lot of people I know that are uncomfortable selling a business opportunity to somebody, but would not be uncomfortable selling a small package of products. And so we're going to have that for you. But the truth of the matter is, when I enroll somebody into the business, I would like to enroll them with the biggest package that they can comfortably afford if they're going to do the business. Because my feeling is, if you're going to do the business, you're going to work it, and I can help you enroll 4 people and make all your money back, does it matter if they come in with a 200, a 500, or a 1,000? Aren't you doing them a favor by bringing them in for the larger package? You kind of are if you think about it. And I learned this many, many years ago, I sold jewelry. We moved from a big house to a little house. And to make a long story short, my mother got me into the costume jewelry business. I didn't know the difference between a necklace and an earring, but there I am at 18 years old, giving up my weekends to go to a flea market to sell costume jewelry. Here's what I would find on a really good day. Everything was a dollar, okay? Earrings were like 50 cents, something like that. And these were all like $3 to $5 items in the store. And I had them at a flea market. Everything was a buck. If I had a really, really good day at the flea market, I'd bring home 300 bucks. In other words, I would make 300 sales. So I'd be in that flea market. I'd get there like at 5:30 in the morning at the drive-in or whatever, and set up my jewelry stand, my costume jewelry stand, work all day. Sometimes you're in the hot sun all day. You work until 5, 6 o'clock, about 12 hours I'm putting in, standing on concrete, hurting my feet. And if I had a $300 day, that was a good day, because that meant that I made a lot of sales and I made close to $200. After expenses, it was about $150 for the day. Now, this is back in 1970. You know, guys used to work all week for $150. And there I am, a freshman in college, making this kind of money. I thought that was pretty cool. Years later, I ended up opening up a jewelry store. And instead of selling costume jewelry, I sold 14 karat gold, diamonds, emeralds, rubies, sapphires. I could sell, now I didn't have the same markup as on costume jewelry, you know, buy it for a quarter and charge a dollar, buy it for 12 cents and charge 50 cents. I didn't have that kind of markup, but I would buy a diamond for $4,000, and knowing that all the jewelry stores were buying it for $4,000 and charging $12,000, well, I'd buy it for $4,000 and charge $6,000, okay, because I wanted the quick turnover. And I sold a lot of diamonds, but here's what I noticed. I would go into my jewelry store, and instead of being in the hot sun or the cold, waking up at 4:30 in the morning to get to the flea market and standing there all day and making sale after sale after sale after sale after sale, and at the end of the day making $150, I could take a shower, walk into my jewelry store, sell one piece of jewelry, and make $2,000. So the lesson I learned, if you're chasing dollars, at the end of a good day, you make dollars. If you're chasing thousands of dollars, at the end of a good day, you're making thousands of dollars. And so for me, it is easier for me to enroll somebody with a large package than it is for me to get a customer. Isn't that odd? It's my mindset. And I imagine I could get more customers if I just change that. And I love customers, and I believe we need more customers. I'm a business builder, and I'm an old-school business builder. And the only way for me to really build it quickly is to go out there and recruit people. And I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to put some numbers on the board, because as of Monday, I'm home for a week, and even though it's Thanksgiving, I'm going to be recruiting big time. I have found that some of my best recruiting, and not just me, but some of the best people have come in to network marketing through the holidays. In my last company, there was a guy that came in my first year. And he came in, the company was only 10 months old, 11 months old. He came in December 1st, and on December 24th, he made diamond in 24 days. Nobody told him it was supposed to be slow in December. And by the way, diamond in that company was $100,000 in business. That means he did $100,000 in business in 24 days to hit diamond during December when it's supposed to be slow. And oh, by the way, we had one product and it was $30 and it was a month supply for $30. When he signed people up for $600, they got 20 bottles of the product that each one is a month supply. And he hit diamond in 24 days. Now, all I'm saying is you can use this as an excuse that this is a hard time to do business, or you can go out there and go to work. and instead of making excuses, make phone calls. Expose the business to people. Expose the products to people. And don't be afraid to ask them, are you interested in, you know, in turning this around and making $500 to $3,000 right away? Or do you want to make somewhere between $250 and $500? Or do you want to make more like $100 to $300? And that's what package you should come in at. And what we're going to do when you come in with a package, let's say they choose that $499 package, we want to make sure that you get your money back quickly. We want you to get your money back in your first 2 weeks. And the best way to do that is enroll two people the way you were enrolled. And the best way, four people the way you were enrolled. And the best way to enroll four people is to get some people to your house this week. You know, let's try to get 10 last names to your house. And let's show them a business opportunity. And how do we get 10 people? You call them up and ask them if they're interested. And send them some videos as the tools. And use your upline for calls. You know, somebody said it's hard to get a hold of me lately. If you're calling to talk about something, it's probably harder to get a hold of me. If you're calling for a three-way call, it's very easy to get a hold of me. If you're calling, Eddie, I need a three-way call tomorrow at 4 in the afternoon, it's done. It's done. If you're calling for any other reason, it's a little harder to get a hold of me. So I just want you all to realize that. But next week, I plan on bringing in at least three new people just next week. Do you know why? Because I want to show you that you can. I want to lead by example. And I'm going to go out there. And I've already got in the works. I've been nonstop talking to people after person. And this is going to happen. Because this thing is going to be big. I guarantee you, when we get together in February, you're going to see a packed house. You're going to see over 100 people in the room, and most of them are going to be new faces that came in November, December, and January. The big earners in Impact are not in the company yet. They've never heard of Impact. They've never heard of Edge. They don't even know what curcumin is, most of these people, let alone Beats. Let alone how these work together synergistically. No, they don't know about those things. They've never heard of it yet. But they will, because either you're going to go after them or you just give me their names and I will. You need to go after your friends, your family, any business person you know, any stranger that you meet. What's the worst that can happen? The worst that can happen is somebody isn't interested in the business opportunity that can change their lives. But I can tell you right now, right before Thanksgiving, that I'm thankful. And the reason I'm thankful to Nick. I'm thankful to our science advisory board. I'm thankful to Seth. I'm thankful to the whole corporate team and Geraldine and David and everybody over there. I am so thankful, you know, to Robert Kelly, that we have this product, that we have this opportunity, and at least we've got the opportunity to make money. Can you imagine if they decided just to sell this product in a store, spend money on advertising, and can you imagine how much this product would sell if they advertised it on TV? There's lousy products selling hundreds of millions of dollars. This product, properly advertised on television in a store, that do wonders on it. But instead, they've chosen to give us an opportunity to market it through word-of-mouth marketing, network marketing, multi-level marketing. And I'm totally thankful for that. I know that there's an opportunity in front of me to make as much money as I ever want to make. And all I have to do is go out there and work for it. And I'm just going to tell you right now the hardest part about the business, okay? This is the absolute hardest part about the business, is going out there and recruiting somebody, asking somebody to take a look at this business opportunity. It's hard. It's difficult. It's scary because we are open. We're vulnerable. We've opened ourselves up for rejection. And I'm here to tell you, that that's okay. That's the only drawback to the business, is it's hard because people could say no to you. But the bottom line is, if you just go out there and speak to enough people, I mean, do you know how many people are in the industry of network marketing? Millions and millions and millions. Man, you don't need that many. You need a couple. That's what's going to get you started. I mean, if you think about it, if you spoke to every single person in the United States, do you think that there would be some people that would say yes? I don't know how many people there are in the United States of America. I don't have that stat on me anymore, and I can't Google it right now. But if there were 300 million people in the United States, do you think some of those people would say yes? Do you think there's 3 million people in the United States that if they heard this, if every single person in the United States of America heard about this opportunity? Remember, a lot of them already are open to network marketing. Do you think a few million would? Well, I'm not suggesting that you speak to 300 million people. I don't think you've got enough time for that. But I think we can get to 300 million people, and it starts with the next one. It starts with the next one. If you speak to a championship team like the New England Patriots and you speak to their coach and you ask them about the game they just played, it's not important the game they just played. You know what's important? The next one. The next game they play is the important one. Yeah, the Boston Celtics have won 14 games in a row, but tonight is the next one, and this is the important one. You know what the most important phone call you're ever going to make is? The next one, because that is the one that can change your life. And all I'm suggesting is if you go out there and make the phone call and speak to people, I don't care if 200 people say no to you. Because if you've had 200 no's, my guess is you've had 5 yeses. And I know that if you had 5 yeses, and all of those people speak to 200 people, and they get 5, and all those people speak to 200 people who speak to 200 people who speak to 200 people, it won't be long before you've reached your goals with this company. Again, it doesn't matter what company you're with. If you don't recruit people into the business, you make no money. If you don't get any customers, you make no money. If you do neither of those two, you make no money. Maybe you're not in this to make money. Maybe you're in it because you're part of a club. Maybe you're in it simply because you love the products, and every now and then you want to share the product with somebody. And if that's your goal, that's wonderful. But I know there's people in this to make money. I know there's people struggling. I know that 3 out of 4 of you on this call right now live paycheck to paycheck. I know that. Because I read it in a survey. I read it online, so it must be true. But the fact is, I know a lot of people that do live paycheck to paycheck. And so here it is. We've got a way for you to change your life. If you're living in a room with 3 beds like I was, we've got a way for you to get out of it. If you're struggling, if you're using your Visa to pay your American Express and you're struggling, you got to put your kids through school. You can do it. If you need money for Christmas presents, you can do it. You can make $240 for every person you enroll into the company just with a $9.99 package. You can make $240 a person. You need $2,400? Go enroll 10 people. You may have to speak to 100, and you may have 90 people question your sanity. But that's okay. Would you do it? If you knew you could make $2,400 between now and Christmas and you needed that for Christmas presents for your family, well, just go do it. I did, and I did it when I was living in a room, and I was embarrassed. I couldn't have anybody come to my house. I didn't even own an automobile, and I did it. And I'm not bragging or anything. I'm just saying if a guy like me that is so weak at so many things can do it, it was just persistence. It was just persistence. I think I saw Drew put out something on I don't know if it was Instagram or Facebook, a quote from Babe Ruth. It's tough to, the gist of it is, it's really tough to beat somebody that doesn't quit. All my life, that was me. I wasn't the best baseball player, but you wanted me on your team because I tried so hard. I ran to first base as hard as I could. I backed up every play. I was heads up, playing basketball. I'd set the picks. I'd die for the ball on the ground because I wanted to win so badly. I don't know why. I don't know where that character flaw came from, but I wanted to win so desperately. And I would dive on the floor for a loose ball. That's why I don't play anymore, because I probably still would. I've broken all my fingers, my nose, concussions. Why? Because it was that will to win. My will to win this game is far more than anything, because you win this game and it's not just your buddy slapping you five. You win this game, you're set for life. Your family is set for life. And if not this, then what? What else are you going to do to reach those goals? What? So what? You got to make more phone calls and people are going to say no to you. So what? Do you really think if you called 1,000 people, all 1,000 people would say no? I mean, seriously. Do you think if you called 1,000 people, 1,000 would say no? Do you think if you were on the verge of getting 1,000 no's that after 100, it wouldn't even bother you anymore? It wouldn't. I know that. And I will make you one promise before we get off this call. You go out there and recruit people, and you could have 90 people in a row say no to you. I promise you, all it takes is one person, the next person to say yes, and bingo. It's changed your life, and you got your game back again. You're excited again. That's all it takes. I'm here to say go out there, get your no's, have an incredible Thanksgiving with your family. But while you're with your family, before they've eaten all that food on an empty stomach, it wouldn't be such a bad thing to make sure that they were on the edge. With that, guys, I appreciate you. I love you. All the happiest Thanksgiving. With that, this is Eddie Freeman from the company. We're signing off. Take care, everybody. Happy Thanksgiving. We love you. And I'll hear you all next Saturday.
Love you, Eddie.
Thanks, Eddie.
See you later.
Hey, we love you, too.
See you, Eddie.